This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, somebody sent me this the other day, and I thought it was really kind of cool. And, you know, we always hear these words by Mr. Obama. The thing, you know, if nothing else, the thing that should scare you the most about him is the fact that even with all the experts around, in his mind, the only person's opinion that matters is his. He is always the smartest guy in the room, in his mind. Not for real. Just so we're clear. All right? So George Carlin, I don't know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, nobody could say it better than he did at this point. I want you to hear this.
Seal reality. I don't like euphemisms or euphemistic language.
It appears that the shooter was inspired by various extremist information.
Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. Sometime during my life, sometime...
See, it hasn't changed. If anything, it's gotten worse. Right? And now our young people, they really can't handle anything, right? They hear something, they want to go hide the corner somewhere. They want it over with.
From it. Sometime during my life, toilet paper became bathroom tissue. I wasn't notified of this. No one asked me if I agreed with it. It just happened. Toilet paper became bathroom tissue. Sneakers became running shoes. False teeth became dental appliances. Medicine became medication. Information became directory assistance. The dump became the landfill.
And President Obama says we shouldn't even say Islamic extremism.
Yeah.
We should say violent extremism, which is just crazy. Right?
The main contribution of some of my friends on the other side of the aisle is to criticize this administration and me for not using the phrase radical Islam.
There's a condition in combat, most people know about it. It's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam. The very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. And the pain is completely buried under jargon.
What exactly would using this label accomplish?
I'll bet you if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. I'll bet you.
Call what happened in Fort Hood what it was. It was someone yelling, "Al Gubakbar," he killed his fellow soldiers, and he called it workplace violence. That's nonsense.
No. I'm telling you, some of this language makes me want to vomit. Well, maybe not vomit. Makes me want to engage in an involuntary personal protein spill.
have to make fun of it. It's the only way that you can deal with it. But he's so right. We have to soften everything. We don't think want things to sound bad. There are so many words that I grew up with you can't use anymore because they sound bad. You know, handicapped. You can't use that word anymore. Yeah, although they still give you a handicapped sticker. But you have to be, now it's called disabled. And now simple people don't even call it disabled. They call it differently abled, right? I mean, they make it so you've got to constantly be thinking about, think about this. You're constantly in a state of fear thinking about what you're going to say that insults somebody. Right? I mean, I can't even make something up around this. I'm thinking to myself, so what happens when a fireman goes into a building? He looks at the other fireman and says, we have a handicapped kid. We have a differently abled kid in the other room. You'll have to get his handicap check. I mean, his special appliance. Really? I mean, seriously. And then we heard on college campuses, you can get fined on some college campuses for not referring to somebody properly. As a he or a she or whatever they want to be. So, you know, at the time they're falling down the building out of the window, we're going to run around and go, what do we call it? We're getting stupid with this stuff. It's out of control. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let me see if I can get a short one in here. I didn't do the Ben and Jerry thing last week. I just kind of blew over it, right? Okay. So Ben and Jerry's response to people offended. And now these guys are hard. This is what's really funny about this. They're hardcore liberals. You don't get much more liberal than these guys. So they have a new ice cream flavor. Now, last month, an article in Opposing Views told you about a Florida couple who reached out to a popular ice cream brand, Ben and Jerry's, complaining that their chocolate hazelnut flavor, called Hazed and Confused, one of my favorite movies, is Dazed and Confused. I love that movie because it could have been my graduation day. I won't tell you which character I would have been, but anyhow. That their new flavor, Hazed and Confused, had offended and concerned them. Now, Leanne and Brian Kowaik, yeah, whatever. I'll get it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to be back with more in Ben and Jerry's right after this. I may have it, you won't.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. And when I feel down and out, I don't sing a song. We'd clear the room if I did that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board today. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get back at this, because this is like craziness going somewhere to happen. Right? I mean, we've gotten to the point where it doesn't matter. You walk into a store, you walk in some, there's something that's going to offend somebody, and I know this, here we go. Let me offend somebody right now. Suck it up, Buttercup. Get over yourself. All right? Put on your big girl panties or your big boy pants or whatever it is. Yeah, wow, I use boy and girl in the same sentence. The PC police ought to be here any minute now, don't you think? Anyway, and look, people who have an issue, I get it. I get, you know, you lose a loved one, and kind of hard to deal with. But you know what? The other 8.5 billion people in the world do not stop for you. And you don't even have a right to ask us. Everybody goes through their tragedies in their lives, right? So anyway, so Ben and Jerry's got a new flavor. I don't even know if it's new anymore. I don't. Hazed and Confused. And Lillian and Brian Kawai said that they stumbled upon the Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor and were shocked to read the label. Apparently they didn't get the notice either that it was coming out. Their 19-year-old son, Harrison, tragically died during a hazing incident 6 years before. So when they saw the name of the ice cream, it made them feel uncomfortable. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Now, look, I'm sorry you lost your son. Let's not be stupid about this, okay? But now what? Do you have to change every time there's a conversation? Boy, thank God they don't live in L.A. because we have hazy skies everywhere. Right? We have a hazy day. Yeah, what did the person get up in a haze? Right? I mean, seriously. They need care. So the 19-year-old son, Harrison, tragically died during a hazing incident. And the name of the ice cream made them feel uncomfortable. She said, I saw there was a flavor named Hazy Confused. I just paused. I was really upset and shocked when I saw it. Now, when I saw this name, Hazy Confused, it frankly just struck a nerve within us, both of us. The Kawaiix immediately got in touch with Ben and Jerry to express that they felt the name promoted hazing and suggested that they call it something else. Right? It promoted hazing. You know, what is a good IQ level? Somebody who's considered smart, average. I don't know. Probably above 100. So we now have to, you know how we use change tests in school so everybody passes, everybody's happy. I guess now what we have to do is we're going to have to make the IQ exam. We're going to have to dumb down the IQ exam. This is just getting crazy. I don't know. Well, this apparently does. Does for me, anyhow. Maybe I'm not that swift. Maybe this is written expressly to me. So they asked Ben and Jerry's to call it something else. Initially, the ice cream company said, hey, look, we're looking at it. Which is, okay, you know what? Probably a good thing to do. Get them off the phone and sit back and really think about what's going on. Now, wait a minute. My line of thought is hazy. Kick him out of the chat room. Anyway, so Ben and Jerry's to express that they felt that they promoted hazing. So the company's going to think about it. And they'll get back to them, right? So now, however, they've decided to keep the name, which they saw is a reference to the movie Dazed and Confused. I would think they'd be more upset about that, because, you know, it kind of promotes the use of drugs, beating on young kids, and having sex with everybody with a heartbeat, if you've ever seen the movie. With the haze part referencing the ice cream's hazelnut flavor. Didn't make sense for us to change the name, Sean Greenwood of Ben & Jerry's spokesman said. We named it because of a pop culture reference. The company says that when they looked at the name, they found nothing that condemned hazing or condoned hazing or supported hazing or even referred to hazing. Still, the family strongly believe that the name is offensive to them and other families who have lost. No, because not everybody is so sensitive to words that kind of sort of sound like something that was a tragedy in your life. Now, the name minimizes and makes complete joke of the dangerous and sometimes deadly practice. See what I mean about the lips that go too far with stuff? Now, check this out. They admitted to this. They have had, like I said, there's 350 million people in the country. How many millions of, I wish they had given the number of how many millions of boxes or whatever, how much ice cream they've sold. Because they've got, you ready for this one? They got 11 complaints about the name. It's time to roll them up and recall them, buddy. Let me tell you what. Be sending labels to all those stores across the country. Recall 11 million pints of ice cream. No? Yeah, you're right. Those two, their kids, and a few others. You know what? It really is. It's time we stop. We need to even stop entertaining this stuff. right? When you get on the phone and somebody calls, I want to tell the receptionist or the people that answer the phones, the first tier in customer service, what you need to say is, I'm sorry, you need to seek serious psychiatric help. Okay? And yes, there you go. You're just going to have to deal with it. That's all there is to it. That's the way it should be. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I know people have their issues and they have their problems and, you know, it takes a while, but that doesn't mean that everybody else has to suffer because you can't work through it. All right. Sigmund Freud once said, a fear of a weapon is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. What? You got to repeat that? Really? Sigmund Freud once said, a fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. Now, yes, let that sink in. So apparently there's a lot of libs that are sexually retarded and emotionally immature. And he is the father of modern psychology, right? You can't hold it together, can you? So, now, you know what? Put your rocks down. This isn't Joe Messina. Because you all say, you know, Joe's got these whacked out thought process. No, this isn't. This is Sigmund Freud. And there's another fellow in the story that says, you know, real men don't need guns. Well, apparently, he's not sure he knows what a real man is. Right? So this guy says, the guy who wrote the article says, suppose you had a neighbor who favored gun control. If he really didn't believe that guns made us safer, he certainly wouldn't mind if you put a sign on your lawn stating, my next-door neighbor wants to ban guns. Their house is not armed. Out of respect for their opinions, I promise not to carry my gun over to their house to protect them. And I realize that's a little whacked. But I'm going to tell you a story about a Shell station owner and what he did to protect himself. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GSN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Love horns, buddy. I could listen to that stuff all night long. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get back to this because I enjoy it so much. I really do. You know, pretty sick, right? So, Sigmund Freud once said that the fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. Which I would think, you know, because I love these people who always say, you know, we're off, Republicans are off, we're not smart people, and, you know, and Christians especially don't, you know, we don't give in to science. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm in agreement with Sigmund on this one. Me and Sig, we're on the same page. So you, as you're lovingly referred to at times as libtards, right? Those of you who are afraid of a gun that doesn't go off, that can't go off all by itself, sitting on a desk, petrified, that's a problem. Right? And if it has something to do with your maturity, that's even funnier. I'm sorry, but it is. So Frank Schwegel, the owner of a Shell gas station in Minnesota, was robbed twice in 3 months. So instead of shutting down and instead of curling up in the fetal position in the corner of the room, he decided to do something unusual. He put a sign on his gas station front door offering discounts after 7 o'clock to police officers or anybody who could show him a concealed carry permit. So if you came in the store, you got a decent discount if you had a gun hanging from your side, you could show him a concealed carry. He said he was trying to bring it to the people's attention that there had been robberies going on around town. At least that's what we told a local news source. And these guys are coming in with guns and knives and threatening our employees. It's pretty disconcerting. I just figured anything I can do to draw attention to the problem. Now, personally, he says, I think... the writer says, personally, I think Schwegel should get a concealed carry permit himself, but the sign alone should be somewhat of a deterrent. Not only that, the sign has gotten a plethora of media attention. It went viral on Facebook, and his sales have increased more than covering the cost of the discounts. Well, now wait a minute. This has got to be a lie. Because according to the libs, people are so afraid of guns that if they know that there's guns in a place, they don't want to go there. They want to stay away from it. I don't understand. Now, I'm sure the criminals have gotten the memo, right? A busier store also makes robbery less likely. He's been seeing many more customers at night, right? This is a time when most robberies occur. And it's truly a positive sign that the community responded to this favorably. So you guys that are petrified of guns and you don't want people in your restaurants and other places with guns on, come on in. I would welcome them with open arms. That's what I would do. Right? Would you? So, if Americans wanted gun control as much as liberals tell us they do, we'd have witnessed the opposite response, wouldn't we? People would be protesting out front. They wouldn't be going to the place. Why would you go into a place where you're uncomfortable with the equipment that's in there? That you're afraid that with a gun in there, you might have a problem. Now, whenever liberals fail at passing some sort of gun control measure in Congress, they're quick to blame Republicans, lobbyists, or the NRA. They act as if those voting against gun control aren't representing the interests of those who elected them. You know? Now, the NRA does represent the interests of a few million people. Do you know? Can you look up and find out how many NRA members there are? I'm sure they're more than happy. I think last I heard it was like 5 to 7 million or something like that. Might be a lot more than that now. Yeah, I think Mr. Obama's been a great economic engine for the NRA. Now, the writer says, I've never understood why the Democrats have singled out the NRA as a target in gun control debate. They have a higher approval rating than the Congress does, for God's sakes. Maybe they should try scapegoating somebody else. Maybe they should try to turn attention somewhere else. And I do, and again, I know I use that word way too much, but I do get a kick out of this. Because in my mind, there are 280 million registered guns in this country. Do you think every owner of those guns is an NRA member? I doubt it. Because if they were, with the money the NRA would be making, they would truly be running these programs or these very heavily involved in these political races. Oh, there you go. That was close. So there's 4.25 NRA million NRA members. I said, what did I say, 4.5? Yeah, but by now it's probably 4.5. We've been talking about it. They got more members just in the last few minutes. Close enough for government work, you know. Anyway, so think about what these people see. Think about what these morons. I can't do this. The liberals, right? It always seems like the minority numbers are what makes sense to them for whatever reason, and it doesn't matter what the issue is. The NRA is a big bad guy, and they only have 4.25. million members. That's it. They've got that much influence, right? Rush Limbaugh's got 15 million listeners. You think they want to take him out first? Right? Because he's always pushing for gun rights. You've got talk show hosts that have more listeners, more influence on people than the NRA does. But I got that nasty gun thing in there. And if the Dems ever really told a story as to why the NRA came about, who they helped support, boy, would they be in a world of hurt, wouldn't they? Again, I want you to memorize these words from Sigmund Freud. I mean, he's considered the father of modern psychotherapy, whatever. When he says the fear of weapons is a sign of retarded sexual and emotional maturity. In other words, what he's saying is you're making up for your lack of ability and you're immature. That was clean enough, right? I kept it G-rated. Oh, God. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved in the conversation. All right. So, I can't remember this guy's name. There you go. Nigel, the UKIP leader Nigel Farage, I think is his name. And he gave a speech on the floor, on the EU floor, about what just took place. Now, hopefully I won't have to translate it, because it's English. A little twang to it, but it's English. It's just like listening to somebody from the South. It ain't that hard. You just got to pay attention. And he's letting the EU have it in a nice way. But what I got out of this was, okay, so, you know, we kind of know what he's going to say. We know what he's been saying. But I want you to hear the libs in the background. It doesn't change anywhere in the world. They're all the same. Take a listen.
When I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? And the reason you're so upset, the reason you're so angry, has been perfectly clear from all the angry exchanges this morning. You, as a political project, are in denial. What happened last...
Sound familiar? The Dems in this country, the legislators, are in denial as to what the rest of the country wants.
Exchanges this morning. You, as a political project, are in denial. What happened last Thursday was a remarkable result. It was indeed a seismic result, not just for British politics, for European politics, but perhaps even for global politics too, because what the little people did, what the ordinary people did, what the people who have been oppressed over the last few years and seen their living standards go down, they rejected the multinationals, they rejected the merchant banks, they rejected big politics.
Yeah, that noise you hear in the background is not people cheering him on, let me tell you. They are on him because they don't like what he's saying. I mean, talk about being a sore loser. They lost, and they don't like it.
And they said...
We're going to do the rest of this on the inside of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
To the Real Side on GSN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're playing a clip from Nigel Farage. He is he's a leader in the UK, in their parliament, and he has been working for years to get the Brits to leave the EU. But I'm not playing this so you can hear his speech. I want you to hear the sore losers, see if it sounds familiar, in the background. I want you to hear what they're doing and saying. I think it's a big deal.
Actually, we want our country back. We want our fishing waters back. We want our borders back. We want to be an independent, self-governing, normal nation. I'll make one prediction this morning. The United Kingdom will not be the last member state to leave the European Union.
He is right. I agree with him. There's no reason to stay. We have become a global society, whether you belong to the Union or not. Right? I mean, there are states that enter into agreements together, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, that maybe turn out the same kinds of product. There's all kinds of stuff that comes together like this. But turning it into a one-world nation, if you would, you know, I don't know. It's not right. They don't get to choose what they do or not do. You know, I was joking with somebody today, when you look at some of the rules that the EU have, you know, they dictate what has to be on the labels for alcohol for all the EU members. They dictate what the standards are for fruit and vegetables coming into the EU. So it's not your government. Your government doesn't do it anymore. They're done with it. Think about that. The people that you elected to govern you, your representative, really isn't it? I mean, this parliament makes laws, and if they overstep, they have to be ratified by the EU. Really? Think about that. Really? Is that really the government you want? Why bother electing your officials?
Now, I know that virtually none of you have ever done a proper job in your lives.
Can you tell who the conservatives are? I mean, seriously.
Your lives. Or worked in business. Or worked in trade. Or indeed, ever created a job. But listen. Just listen. Between your countries and my country, we do an enormous amount of business in goods and services. That trade is mutually beneficial to both of us. That trade matters. If you were to decide to cut off your noses, to spite your faces, and to reject any idea of a sensible trade deal, the consequences would be far worse for you than it would be for us.
That's a true statement. That's a true statement about the Brits and about the EU. They are much better off than the EU as a whole. I'm not sure if it's a toss-up or what between the Brits and Germany as to who is safer, who is financially stronger, who is economically stronger as a whole. But it is between those two. And I think you're going to see, as you heard tonight and have heard from others, that I am in agreement with, you're going to hear from more and more and more people, or more and more countries here that are breaking away, because they don't want to be part of it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, what was I going to hit? Oh, yeah, I was going to hit on this. The Supreme Court struck down the Texas ruling. And I don't know if I even really talked about this the other day. Did I get into this at all? No. Okay. So, what bothers me about this is a couple things. And I think I touched on it with someone, but I didn't get into detail. The Supreme Court in Texas, it struck down the Texas widely replicated regulation of abortion clinics and this is one of the biggest decisions, of course, made in 25 years. And the justices voted 5-3 in favor of Texas clinics that protest the regulations as a thinly veiled attempt to make it harder for women to get an abortion. Now, basically what the law says is they were put in place to actually protect women's health. The rule simply requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. And it forces the clinics to meet hospital-like standards for outpatient surgery. No different than a doctor's office that would be performing vasectomies or stitches. Or I go down a whole list of things. No different. But it seems like the original ruling, the thing that was sold to us, which was a sham in Roe versus Wade, was so that women would be able to get safe and sane abortions. And they weren't supposed to be many. They were supposed to be safe and few. Go back and read what the ruling was. But that's not what it's become. Now they're screaming it's abortion anytime, on demand, and unapologetic, which was not the original ruling. It was not so a woman have control of her body. I'm using your words. I don't buy into any of that. So if it really... Here's the hypocrisy of what you're saying. Here's what really shows your true intentions. Because you're screaming about Republicans not wanting you to have a right to your women's health. Right? Now, it's a joke to call it women's reproductive health. Because you're stopping the reproductive system from doing exactly what it was made to do. So you're just lying, really. Let's just get it out there in the open. You're lying when you say it's about women's reproductive health. A lot of you say it's about a woman's health. Well, if it truly is about a woman's health, if it truly is about making sure that a woman gets the medical care she needs, and that she's safe, and that it's sane, how, in all good conscience, could you come against a law that requires doctors to be able to easily admit their patients into a local hospital and make sure that the clinic meets the same standards for outpatient surgery? That's how you got the Gosnells of the world, because you didn't, first of all, they didn't enforce anything with him. So again, I say, you're just simply lying. It's not about equality. It's not about doing the right thing. It's about you having total control of the situation. End of discussion. That's it. So you really, again, you don't mean what you say. You don't really want to make sure that everything's okay. I don't buy it. Oh God! You can't argue because you start yelling. You won't even talk about it. If I get one of you on the show, it's nothing more than, you know, this is when I wish Andrea was on with me, because I could make her start screaming in a heartbeat. But I mean, basically, what it boils down to is, when do we start telling each other the truth? When does the left really start telling each other the truth? Right? And there's a whole bunch of things that the Supreme Court came down with that we need to sit and talk about. Like, I don't want to go over the Benghazi report. I haven't had time really to read up on it, what actually came out, what was said, because, you know, the Dems are screaming victory, and the Republicans are talking about how everything has been stonewalled, which I believe. I believe that to be truth. I don't know if you know this, but what was it? 26 of those Democrats that staged the sit-in. I told you about this earlier, which I think is hilarious. They have guns. They actually own guns. I could run right down. You know, they either have licenses to carry, they own the gun, or what have you. But those were all the people that want tougher gun laws. Will they be under those laws? I don't think so. I don't think they have the guts to be under those laws. I think they know they need to be protected. So that's why I think it's all a joke. I really do. It's what's his name? Charlie Rangel, who said that they deserve to be protected. You don't, as American citizens. Only they do. I don't know how they sleep at night. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, check out Landmark Capital. Really, seriously. Give my friends a call over there, 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, we're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.